Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're digging deeper into Matthew's Gospel. And today we're in Matthew chapter 8, verses 30 to 34. Tomb Raider, part 2. Let's read. Some distance from them, a large herd of pigs was feeding. The demons begged Jesus, "If you drive us out, send us into the herd of pigs." He said to them, "Go!" So they came out and went into the pigs. And the whole herd rushed down the steep bank into the lake and died in the water. Those tending the pigs ran off, went into the town and reported all this, including what had happened to the demon-possessed men. Then the whole town went out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they pleaded with him to leave their region. In the previous post, we looked at the initial encounter between the two men and Jesus. The clearest message from that situation was the love of Jesus. In this second part of the story, it is the power of Jesus. Matthew displays no concern for the state of the pigs, and we do not know if Jesus did. All we know is that the spiritual state of the two men was more important to Jesus than the fate of either pigs or demons. I'd suggest that we do not try to find too deep an interpretation as to the significance of demons being sent into pigs and the animals drowning. Doubtless Jewish observers would have seen the pigs as perfect receptacles of demons. However, my thoughts would be that the focus here is the majestic power of Jesus. In this chapter, the whole of Matthew chapter 8, Jesus is shown as one who has great power. Power over illness, over wind, over waves, and now demons. Nothing stands in his way. Surely this is something to celebrate. Yet the reaction of the town is interesting. They are not impressed. As one book I read put it, "He sank a lot of pork." Their livelihoods have been affected. Hit someone in their pocket, and they are unlikely to thank you for it. Jesus came to liberate human beings trapped by fear, sickness, sin, evil, and death. To do this, he had to make the ultimate sacrifice, and for us to benefit, we have to be ready to change. Change is exciting and frightening. Never allow your fear of change prevent you from discovering the liberation on offer. Permit Jesus to send your demons into whatever receptacles are available. Let him take you from the tombs to the temple, as it says in Revelation 21. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. Now, we might have spent time in the tombs, but ultimately we can be spending eternity in the temple if we'll let Jesus operate his power in our lives to heal us. Well, we'll go on to look at the next part of Matthew soon. But until then, if you want to know more about our church work, you can find us at thelondonchurch.org. And until that next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.